A grant for wood pellet boilers in the Haynesboro passes an important step at the state level. And flu rates in the Upper Lynn Canal are, so far, low this season. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Margaret Friednauer. Those stories and more up next. The Haynesboro is a big step closer in its push toward installing wood pellet heating systems in borough-owned facilities. The state's Renewable Energy Fund Advisory Committee this week released its recommendations for energy projects that should receive funding from the state this year. Governor Sean Parnell has budgeted $20 million to go toward the Alaska Energy Authority projects. The committee recommends to the authority which grants should get state funding. And among the 26 projects the committee recommended be funded was just over $1.2 million for the Haynesboro to convert 10 borough buildings from diesel to wood pellet heat boilers. The Alaska Energy Authority now takes the committee's recommendations and finalizes the list before presenting it to state legislators. The legislature has the final word on whether the Alaska Energy Authority receives the full $20 million to fund the projects. But Haynesboro Executive Assistant Darcy Kobeck said making it to this step means the project is well on its way.
We're not buying our boilers yet, but you know, we're kind of definitely thinking, okay, this is probably going to happen, and we should be, you know, making plans to make it happen as soon as we know for sure.
Kobeck authored the grant and has been a proponent of biomass energy for the borough. He pushed for funding a wood pellet system for the Haynes Senior Center as an experiment, which has performed better than expected, he said. It also helped with scoring high on this grant, he said.
Senior Center did great. It exceeded our expectations, and it's been actually used by the state as a successful example, and that probably helped with our grant application as well. We've shown kind of we're a little bit on the forefront of the biomass world, and people are really looking at Haynes as taking the leadership position.
The grant says the borough will match the state funding with $137,000, bringing the total project cost to more than $1.3 million to install wood pellet boiler systems in 10 borough-owned facilities. If the legislature approves the funds, the Haynes School and Pool Complex will be the first buildings to receive the new system, followed by the wastewater treatment building. Kolbeck says that might happen as soon as the end of the year.
And that's going to be a system where we leave the existing oil boilers in place as a backup, and we put pellet-fired boilers in outside containment, like kind of like Connex boxes outside, and so we just plumb those in. So we'll, start, in a perfect world, we'd be burning pellets next winter at the school and the pool, and like I say, we'd still have the oil backup if something was to go wrong, but our goal is to, you know, displace as much oil as possible.
Kobeck said the borough hasn't prioritized what buildings will follow. A feasibility study and design work has already been completed for some of the buildings, which likely helped the grant get a high ranking. And having 10 projects within one funding source will likely give the borough some flexibility in bidding out the project, Kolbeck said.
You know, there's some efficiencies there, too. When we're looking at doing 10 buildings, we're going to be able to ask for a pretty good price on somebody's boilers. You know, we're going to be a big customer, so I'm expecting to be able to, get good prices on all the pieces and even for the installation cost, kind of capitalize on the scale of the project.
The other key to getting a high score for the grant was proving how the project will provide energy efficiency and savings to the borough. Kolbeck said in studies, having a wood pellet alternative for diesel for the 10 buildings is estimated to save the borough more than $4 million over 20 years. Wood pellets to fuel the systems will likely come from Seattle on a barge, but Kolbeck said his hope is that with a supply demand in town, the Chilkoot Indian Association will be successful in getting its plans for a wood pellet mill up and running. It's projected the borough will burn 700 tons of pellets a year once the boilers are installed.
My hope is that is enough to help, CIA, who's right now trying to build a pellet mill in Haynes, we could be an anchor tenant. Hey, we'll use 700 tons. And hopefully that gets you guys off the ground. And the real win is that when we're using our own, material out of the Haynes State Forest, it's a renewable energy source that could be locally grown, locally processed, and lead us to, that would create jobs and economic development in itself and also lead us to a little bit more energy independence.
The Alaska Energy Authority has shown favor for biomass projects in Southeast after a recent study of heating sources in the region. Southeast Alaska has more energy projects in the running for funding than any other region of the state, and several of them are biomass projects like Haines's. Other Southeast projects recommended for the Alaska Energy Authority's funding includes biomass projects in Yakutat, Cake, Ketchikan, and a heat pump project in Sitka. And Inside Passage Electric Cooperative is also pursuing a hydropower feasibility study near Cake. The flu season is here, but so far the Upper Lynn Canal hasn't been hit too hard by influenza. According to Dr. Dave McCandless, medical director at the Haines Search Clinic, there has been only one confirmed case of influenza this season in Haines. Dahl Memorial Clinic in Skagway reports no cases yet. Dr. McCandless says there have been other gastrointestinal and bronchial cases going around, and with the one confirmed case of influenza, more will likely start being seen, he said, especially now after the holidays when residents have been traveling. Influenza is characterized by fever, dry cough, fatigue, congestion, and head and body aches. The search clinic and public health office have flu vaccine available. There is a charge for the shot at the clinic that your insurer or health plan may cover. The shots are also free through the state at the public health office. A nearly $500,000 grant will speed restoration of Alaska's oldest Haida longhouse. The structure was first built 130 years ago. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Haida Chief Sonehat built the original longhouse in the 1880s at the village of Kasan. It's on the eastern side of Southeast's Prince of Wales Island, about 30 miles northwest of Ketchikan. It was called Negiwan's the Great House. Many know it as the Whale House after some of the carvings inside. It deteriorated as wooden buildings in the rainforest do. The Civilian Conservation Corps rebuilt it in the late 1930s. Now, the house badly needs repair again.
It's a matter of our cultural revitalization and showing that we're still here and part of these lands.
Richard Peterson is president of the Tribal Council for the Organized Village of Kasan. The tribal government is partnering with the Native Village Corporation, Kavilco, and its cultural arm, the Kasan Haida Heritage Foundation.
A lot of the building is in still really good condition. Really, just some of the support areas is what's failing. I think we're fortunate enough with our situation that we don't need a total reconstruction. So we want to kind of maintain as much as we can.
An analysis by Juneau-based MRV Architects estimated full repairs would cost more than $2 million. A scaled-back plan totaled about $1.4 million. It listed several phases to be completed as funds came in. And they have. In late November, the Anchorage-based Rasmussen Foundation awarded the project $450,000. Peterson says that, plus funds from the tribal government and its partners, is about enough to complete the work.
So right now we're milling up the logs, and they're going to hand adds all the timbers, and we're just going in and starting to secure up some of the corners that are dropping down. It's been a really exciting project.
The effort to stabilize the longhouse has been underway for about 2 years, but it picked up speed last summer. The lead carver is Stormy Hamer, who is working with apprentices Eric Hamer, his son, and Harley Bell Holder. Others volunteer. Peterson says it's an all-ages effort.
The great part is these young kids that are getting involved, and it's across the lines, native, non-native, doesn't matter. There's been a real interest by the youth there.
Work continues through the winter. Peterson says the focus now is repairing or replacing structural elements so the longhouse doesn't collapse. The Whale House is already attracting attention. Independent travelers drive the 17-mile dirt road that starts near Thorne Bay, and Sitka-based Alaska Dream Cruises also stops in Kasan, where the house is on the list of sites to see.
Because it's off-site, you're not going to see any modern technology. There's no cars driving by. you can really see how our people lived 200 years ago and experience that and look at those totems in a natural setting. They're, you know, wasn't put there for a park, you know. It was, this is how it was, and I think people really appreciate that.
Without too many surprises, Peterson hopes work can be completed in around 2 years. Then, he says, the tribe will host a celebration like the one Wrangell leaders put on last year when they finished the Chief Shakes Tribal House. This is Ed Schoenfeld.
For KHNS News, I'm Margaret Friednauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. Don't forget, you can visit our news section online at khns.org anytime. And if you missed Talk Around Town Thursday morning, we also post entire episodes of the show on our webpage. We also post breaking news and important announcements on our KHNS News Facebook page, so make sure you follow us there. And we're always open to your comments and story ideas, so drop us a line at news@khns.org. Thanks for joining us for your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support. ¶¶